Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The person or people who did this are responsible.
Now we're on to just sex toys in general.
With your host.
I don't think you should have a job, period.
Former male stripper.
Greg Hill is a male stripper.
Greg Hill.
Don't tell Hill about the orgy.
He's kind of like an older uncle.
Yeah, I'm Captain Bandwagon.
That is a Bostonian.
Where's Lucid Lindy?
Literally no one cares.
Former Boston Bruin.
I mean, I was with 20 naked guys every day.
Lyndon Byers on sports.
Sometimes probably had too many beers.
You know, not for nothing. I just, you know, again, you know, to be honest, you can all kiss my ass.
Yacht rock enthusiast Danielle Murr with news.
I don't want to put my lips on this thing.
Chill out yourself.
Now, do you prefer the cranberry sauce in the can?
Danielle, next intro, right there.
And poultry-loving nerd, Mike Hsu.
I was pelted with delicious fried chicken, a dream I've often had.
Have you, I don't know if it's buffed or boofed.
Hsu, you're a little bit paranoid anyway.
I'd love to see you in assless chaps.
These people gotta get a life.
It's the Hill Man Morning Show.
A new low.
And there's all kinds of sexual tension.
I just love you guys. You're all like smart asses.
It's Boston sports hardo.
I hold all the cards now. Yeah, and that feels so good.
Welcome to Titletown, everybody.
They're all arrogant.
Well, let's go have some lunch, okay?
Let's go. Let's make it a big party. Come on out here and we'll have a good time because there's no business like home business.
You're right. Now, quick note to start the show at 6:02. Angry Mark Hsu has the day off today, so he will not be here. All of your elderly chick shaming will have to be directed at LB as his replacement.
Okay.
This morning. All right.
We're calling this Day Without a Liberal.
What is it?
A day without a liberal.
A day without a liberal. I like that, Danielle.
And for the record, Hill Duck.
Yes.
I don't deny hitting a chick over 65.
Of course.
I mean, Hsu fights it. I'm all in. You want to have me over? Do you have a pool in the backyard in the summer in July? I'm there. I'll walk around naked all day, every day for you.
No.
Hsu told me that he needed to burn a few vacation days, which is not really the best. I got to tell you this. If you're going to use your vacation, and you should, don't use the term burn a few vacation days, because it sounds like you're not passionate about what you're doing for your job. I'm just telling you. I mean, I could care
less. I've got to use them. Maybe he's having a burn sesh.
I'm sure that there are some bosses who are listening right now who are saying, we get it. You want to burn the vacation time, but don't tell us that you're just using it because you're using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's pretty bold for me to be discussing the vacation habits of somebody else. So I apologize. All right. Well, anyway, it's a Friday, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line, and it's a new studio, new number. So the new number is 617-764-9223. If you'd prefer to text, as many of you have already done this morning, and we're only 4 minutes into the show, you could text on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather. It's going to be a mix of clouds and sun, and the temperature is going to get up to 48 for a high. And it's in the 30s and in some cases in the 20s out there this morning. Mm. 28 degrees in Stowe 50 and 37 degrees here in Scenic Secure, Brighton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was frosty out in Halston. This is the first day that I had to start the truck, throw the defrost on, and then go watch Nessun Update till
it warmed up?
Yeah, till an inch of ice got off my windshield.
Don't you actually mean you had a frosty or two on your way into work?
No, not today.
No? We got Lucid Lindy?
Yeah. We're happy days.
All right.
I had a nice night with the family. Watched the Bruins get their ass handed to them man.
The Bruins are so hit or miss this season.
Listen, that whole thing last night was just a dud. Both goalies sucked.
Yeah.
It's coming up in sports. I'll get it.
Oh, it's got it really coming up during the sports?
Simple, stupid.
Did you prepare that? It's already written.
We're ready to roll.
Okay. Are you reading it right out of the Herald or what? What is,
I haven't even opened the Herald yet, kid. I'm so all good.
Right. Speaking of sports, on the show in 1 hour or a little bit less than that, 55 minutes, it's this week's Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubs Edelman of the New England Patriots. So we'll talk about the Tennessee Titans and the Patriots. I'm going to deliver a hardball almost right off the top of the interview with Bubs.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask about Malcolm Butler. I'm going to go ahead and ask it. And I brought it up yesterday, but the guy, he has not performed at a level that is NFL superstar quality secondary level. And I think Bill Belichick had everything right, and Bestie may have had everything wrong, and others who are griping about that Super Bowl loss. So, Hillman Huddle with Bubs Edelman coming up at 7 this morning. At 7:50, LB's greatest moments of the week. We'll share those in descending order ascending order, 3-1. And we'll share those at 7:50 on today's show.
That's descending.
Going from 3 going up going, to 1?
Yep.
Going three from down 3 to 1. To, huh?
3 down to 1. Please, ascending order would please. Be 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God, my brain's smoking over here.
Huh?
Descending would be 3, 2, 1. Ascending would be 1, 2, 3.
I think you're wrong about that. I mean, I don't like to correct Nancy Know-It-All. I mean, you felt the need to step right in there.
That's what I thought it was. I think you said correct me if I'm wrong. And
I believe ascending order means it is ascending, like you're ascending a hill. So therefore, it means you're going 3, 2, and 1 up to number 1. Yeah. Not...
The numbers get bigger in ascending order.
The numbers get bigger in ascending order?
Yes.
Why the hell are we arguing about this?
It's a Friday, for crying out loud.
All right, what else? Hillmill, voicemail, messages. We're going to play those back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. And the Hillmill voicemail number is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. Here's a 774 text that says, Greg, you're dead wrong. That's okay. I don't mind being wrong.
You know what it is? You don't do a lot of work with spreadsheets. I do a lot of stuff with Excel spreadsheets.
So you can sort within that via numbers and you
can pick ascending order or descending.
When you say I don't do a lot of work with them, I don't prepare them. Monkey prepares them. I look at them.
Right.
I look at them.
But you don't sort within the documents. So maybe you're not familiar with the technicality of it.
LB doesn't even know what an Excel spreadsheet
is.
I had the hand up to go question. Yeah.
What is a spreadsheet? And where do you find them?
Yeah.
What file cabinet are they in?
There's a sex joke in here with you giving an instruction to a woman on the bed somewhere and what she should do with something, but I'll let you guys figure that one out on your own.
All right. So 8:15 this morning, we will get to today's Robot Uprising report, and we'll find out what you can pay $10,000 to do first with a robot. So that is today's Robot Uprising report coming up at 8:15 on this morning's show. And also, quick heads up. Do I have time? I think I do. It's only 6:09, and we're not quite up against the clock yet. Today is our second annual Lunch with Larry event. We are treating our 102-year-old World War II BFF, Larry Steinfeld, to lunch today at his nursing home. And I still have room for you to come and join if you bring a veteran who is your guest. So all you have to do is call anytime on the show this morning, and I'll give you the details. And we're going to be at Larry's nursing home, and we're going to get him up and ready to go and bring him on down to the common room at the nursing home as the Veterans Day weekend gets underway today. So Sunday is Veterans Day, and we absolutely cannot say enough about our buddy Larry, who we met when he was a guest on this show because he was in the news after being robbed of a winning scratchy from his home. And now he's turned 102. He fought for this country in World War II, and I am not going to fight him to get to the buffet first at lunch today. Larry goes first.
You
just
got
a heads
that
up
right.
on that. All right.
You got that right. And do we know what part of the armed forces did
Larry? Yeah. Larry was in the Army.
Oh, he's in the Army?
Yeah, he was in the U.S. Army.
My bad. Happy birthday to the Marines. It was yesterday.
Oh, it was.
My bad. 243rd birthday of the Devil Dog. So way to work, people.
You're always a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah.
You
but I get it done. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, if you'd like to join us for lunch with Larry anytime this morning, you could call 617-764-9223.
You still have time, LB. It's actually tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Oh, so you're
no, it was yesterday.
That's LB. November 10th.
That is LB in a nutshell there.
Okay, you got time.
Yeah, well, it's like my anniversary and Doc Annie's birthday.
11th, but
sports facts. Yeah, I mean, these are things you just don't you don't know.
And, location of the building.
All right. In advance, LB just wished the Marines a happy birthday. Coming up in just a moment, when it comes to the country of origin of the man who cluster effed everybody's commute yesterday morning, you could say I called it. And also, the National Institute of Health has a job opening, and it's perfect for somewhat confrontational Mark Hsu. So we will share that and the rest of today's news coming up next on the Hillman Morning Show. Well, I just got a message from a listener, and I would like to say good luck and hello to Chinny, who sent me a tweet. Chinny is on the Logan runway right now, and the tweet says, next stop, Texas, where all things are bigger except Greg's hands.
No.
Yes.
Boy.
So, and I got to tell you this. Do me a favor. If you're on your way today to Nashville to watch the Patriots, do not call. Don't text. Don't rub it in my face. I had to bag out of the bro trip because I wanted to go to Brees' last Bentley football game tomorrow, or last one of this season. And all I'm getting is text messages from bros rubbing it in my face. Like I heard from Echo Store CEO John Dooley, our good friend, about the trip and about how I was replaced. I was replaced in like 5 seconds, by the way.
Of course,
so,
I'm sure.
You know,
well, don't beat yourself up, kid. Nashville, Springfield.
Yeah, you're right, LB.
One in the same. Both party towns.
Two beautiful cities, really. Two up-and-coming beautiful cities, Nashville and Springfield. A lot of people say that a trip to Springfield is on their bucket list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so that's where I'll be tomorrow. I'll be in Springfield, beautiful Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm going to catch Brees' game, and then if depending on how long that goes, I'm going to try to catch the second half of the Nashoba Chieftains in the playoffs. And I'd like to wish that football team luck. My alma mater, of course, my daughter and the son's alma mater. Can you call it an alma mater if you didn't graduate? Asking for a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know, because anytime I say I went to Hofstra and I say my alma mater someone will text in and be like, you didn't graduate. It's not your alma mater.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, you went there. So
you're probably right.
I have three words for you. Division One football. A lot of those guys don't graduate.
That's true.
But they're alumni.
Well, they don't have to.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to class even.
Right. You probably should not update the Instagram situation then before this weekend because you're going to have massive FOMO if you're seeing everybody's IG posts.
Yeah.
I would probably avoid doing that until Monday.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have FOMO, but I will. It'll just bother me if all morning long everybody is texting into the show going, hey, on our way to Nashville to watch the Pats win this weekend. Now, speaking of the Pats, we're about a half an hour away from the Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubs Edelman. I will be delivering hardball question after hardball question, and we'll get truthful and honest answers, as we always do from a New England Patriot on this show when Bubs Edelman joins us at 7 this morning. Several texters, probably from the Springfield area, are inquiring about which college Bentley is playing against tomorrow, and I believe it's called American International College.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? AIC or something like that out in the 413? I believe that's what it's called. Weather today brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. It is going to be a mix of sun and clouds today. The high will be 48, and right now it's 38 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that works or lives in Norfolk or Suffolk counties. You can visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Now, yes, whenever I announce that I am going to another city, I get recommendations on food because that's the number one thing in my life at this point. And this texter says, Greg, make sure when you're in Springfield, hit up the Golden Corral. No, somebody recommended a diner the other day that had prime rib. What was the name of that place? Butterfields? Bernard's? I don't know what the name of the place was. But
last time Greg was at a buffet was by accident.
But I like buffets, Daniel.
You can't.
At the Ritz.
No, I know.
Nothing against the Golden Corral and those buffet places. I get it.
Yeah.
It's affordable for families.
Yeah.
But I can't do it when you watch the kids stick their hands in the cheese and the sauce and then they.
Well, that's what the sneeze guard is for, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
why the kids are under the sneeze guard.
Oh, the kids get under.
Just wheel right in there. They touch stuff, eat half of it, put it back.
How do you feel about people that call out the people that reach over the sneeze guard? I was at Sweetgreen once getting a salad, and
there's the first lie of the morning. But yeah, go ahead.
I got a few other things too.
What was a salad with béarnaise sauce on it? Can I get a salad al forno, please?
They have the glass little, hockey rink sneeze guard in front. This woman kept reaching over to point at she couldn't just say, give me the spicy broccoli. She reached over the thing and her finger was like 3 inches away from the toppings.
Yeah.
And none of the employees were saying anything. And I was just kind of like,
I don't worry.
Me,
I don't really worry about that. Like, I think some people people get really paranoid about germs. And I think you end up getting sick if you get paranoid about germs.
Yeah.
If you don't worry about it, it doesn't. I never worry about that kind. I mean, people with somebody has hair.
Hair. Like people with long hair, women with long hair.
You don't
hair.
Like the,
hair is on everything. Like my house, between the dogs and myself, I could make a hair person every week.
Yeah.
So people have hair and then their long hair like falls in and you're like.
Their hair falls into the buffet.
Brenda that just went to Solstice and did her power yoga hour now got her gross, sweaty, fried blonde hair in my salad.
That place is called Bernie's.
Bernie's.
Okay.
Nice.
That's what it was. And it's in Chicopee,
Bernie's Dining Depot.
What is it?
Bernie's Dining Depot.
And apparently Chicopee is one town over from Springfield. Here's a text that says, why don't you go to the new casino? Well, Maybe I could get out there early.
Yeah.
Maybe
then you wouldn't make the game. Do it after the game, Ken.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, leave Stowe at 7 a.m. and hit the casino with the Hardos at 8 a.m. You know what I mean? The Hardos are at the casino going strong at 6, 7, 8 a.m. or whatever. Maybe I could. All right, this is JR on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, JR?
Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, thank you too, God. Kid. I love it. What's up?
I got an obscure buffet reference.
Yes.
who could forget going down the buffet line?
What? Say it again?
John Belushi, Animal House, going down the buffet line.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excellent one. Excellent one. Now, coming up in about 20 minutes, speaking of food, how creepy is it the message that arrives with the anonymous soup delivery? You will not believe the creepiness in this soup story that is in the news this morning. This morning, people get mad. That's another thing people get mad at when I combine this and morning.
Yeah, this morning.
I say this morning. The word is not s'morning.
This morning.
Bill, it's morning. Here's your friend, Scott from Weymouth. Yes, Scott.
What's up? Good morning. How are we all?
What's happening?
What's up? What's up? All right, two things. A question for Bubs Edelman and a comment on Veterans Day.
Bubs Edelman, half an hour away. What?
We all know you can only ask so much.
Yes.
You know, they all Bill Belichick it, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But I would really, as a listener, would love to hear this. I would love you to ask him, Bubs, take us through a day at Gillette. You're playing at 1 o'clock. I believe it's 1 o'clock this Sunday.
Well, they're away. Your whole question is moot.
No, it
or
isn't.
Mute,
actually,
or mute, as LB would say. Yes,
well, you don't know the question, so you're being presumptuous.
Yes.
Ask them, say, you're away. What is it like? What time do you get out of the hotel? Breakfast?
Done.
A team breakfast? No,
done.
That'd be interesting. What time do you get to the stadium?
Got
I think
it.
That'd be interesting.
I got it. What's the other thing you wanted to say?
Veterans Day.
Yes.
Just wanted to say to all past, present, and future vets, including Larry, that you're there today. I wish I was there. I won't be. I want to say thank you. And as we all drink our lattes and margaritas this weekend, remember that there's kids, well, as I call them because I'm old, 18 to 22, 23, men and women, who are willing and are taking bullets on our behalf so we can enjoy our lives as we do. Thank you to the veterans. Thank you, Greg.
Chills. Because I'm so annoyed that he keeps calling the show. No. Nice message from Scott.
Well done. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Veterans Day is Sunday.
And just for the record, Scott, Bubs Edelman will be at the stadium at 6 a.m.
Well, in Nashville?
Yes.
Why is he going to be there that early?
He's told us a ton of times on game days and practice days, he's at the stadium at 6 a.m.
Okay. This is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, that restaurant you were talking about, it's called Bernie's. It's in Chicopee.
Yeah, everybody's and the prime rib, is it to die for?
Oh, yeah, you get the conductor's cut. You're bringing half of it home. That's for damn sure.
Wait a second. The conductor's cut as in the orchestra or the train?
Well, it's shaped like a train. So you go in there, there's the conductor's cut, there's the caboose.
Yeah.
You actually eat in a train car.
Now, is it okay if I start? Is it okay if I start eating it from the caboose, asking for a friend, Danielle? All right. That's code. I'm gonna eat it from the caboose.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
sure.
All right.
You
know what I was going with. All right.
I
listen,
applaud you, sir.
We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about an hour and a half. So leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. There's a job that has been offered from the National Institute of Health that I think might be perfect for Angry Mark Hsu, who has chosen to burn a vacation day today, so he won't be with us. But speaking of burning, the National Institute of Health is looking for somebody who can roll joints.
Yes,
and,
that's a.
It's and also can find marijuana.
Yes, source out the good stuff.
Source out the good stuff.
Yes,
and there's a lot of you, I'm sure, who are waking and baking and pausing right now and going, wait a second, man. Give me more details. Mm-hmm. So what's the deal on this?
So this post came up a little while ago, and it says that if you can prove that you were a small business capable of manufacturing standardized marijuana cigarettes with a range of varying concentrations of THC, they would like to speak to you.
Right.
Now, you can't be a couch potato. This can't be a leisure time thing. You have to be committed. They say that they want someone who can demonstrate a capability to administer and coordinate interrelated tasks in an effective and timely manner.
Is that ironic?
I mean,
in a timely manner.
I guess it just depends. If you're baked, nothing. What strain
time
you're
doesn't
using.
Matter. Yeah,
you know, could be a little house cleaning Durban poison day. You don't know, LB. But yeah, so they are looking for that special individual. If you think you have those qualifications, you can certainly apply with the National Institutes of Health.
You got to get motivated to make your resume. That's the first prop. You'll do that. I'm sure you'll do that tomorrow after lunch or tomorrow afternoon. All right. It is 6:34, and today's news is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000.
Hold on. Quick plug here.
Yes.
978 text. It says, Greg, could you please plug the Honor Flight Pub Crawl, which is happening tomorrow in Maynard. All proceeds go to vets so that they can go to D.C. for free. And, yes, that's an annual event. And the texter says it starts at 1 o'clock at Battle Road. And, yes, it does. And it's an annual event. So there's a plug. LB, it's Rando Ding Friday. What are you doing over there?
There it is.
You misfired. Your bell misfired, Lindy. Not the first time you've heard that.
Oh.
All right. What do you want to start with news-wise?
I do have one other new sponsor. It's Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination. In advance, you'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL.
Do you think the person applying for that joint rolling job actually takes their resume and rolls up a joint in it and then sends it to the National Institute of Health? I was just thinking about that. That's probably the way they would do it.
Maybe.
Well, be like resume, one of those big, fat Cheech and Chong joints.
Yeah,
they'd
probably do a video, right? Yeah. I mean, not for nothing. If you know, when it becomes totally legal.
Yeah.
It's like two days, tomorrow,
yeah, no,
Saturday,
no, but
something.
You know how but you know how cigarette companies, like joints aren't going to be the old-fashioned, you know, roll it up, lick the ends, and, you know, spleefs. It's going to be commercial. It's going to be like cigarettes.
Well, yeah, that's what's going to ruin it.
Well, that's what they're, that's why they're trying to.
The government gets in and the big pharma companies are going to ruin it.
That's why they're trying to hire this person. So I wonder if they drug test for that job. Probably not. All right, let's talk about some news. What do you want to talk about first?
We do have some serious news this morning. Not that joint rolling isn't serious business, but there was a terror attack, that they're calling it, in Melbourne, Australia.
Early this morning
in Australia. They say a Somali man jumped out of a burning truck that he had driven. It had a bunch of gas cylinders on it, which caught fire.
Oh.
Drove it into this area, a mall area, not like a shopping mall, but kind of like the National Mall, like a big open area. And this Somali man jumped out and then stabbed three people. One of them died. He was shot by police, died later at the hospital.
He's been eliminated.
He's been eliminated. The threat has been eliminated.
Good.
Australian authorities say they don't believe that there is an ongoing threat at this stage, but they are treating it as an act of terror.
Okay. What else is in the news? Thoughts and prayers, by the way, to those in Australia. It happens. It's happening more and more and more, and it's happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Turns out, Greg, you called it yesterday when you said the driver of the truck that caused that huge mess when his overheight load struck the top of the O'Neill Tunnel. Canadian.
Yeah.
You called it.
I called it on the show. It's always the Canadian truck drivers. They're distracted. They're trying to figure out just exactly what the words to the Canadian national anthem are, like the rest of us who go to Bruins hockey games, and they're not paying attention. This is like the fifth major accident caused by a Canuck driving on our highways. Enough.
Measurements, my friend.
They don't know how to measure. It's a metric
they go
system.
By meters.
Yeah.
We go by feet.
Right.
So
that's
it. They can't do the math.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Now, do you think this guy should be charged? They're talking about charging him.
Yeah, if you knowingly did something that could lead to... Is it an accident?
Well, I don't know. If you run into somebody in a tunnel and somebody in a tunnel, what's the difference?
That this is not rear-ending somebody in a tunnel. This is knowing that what you're carrying is not able to go through a certain space.
The worst thing about this guy is he is unapologetic. He completely cluster-effed the commute yesterday of all of you. It was hours. For people coming down from New Hampshire on 93, miserable.
Yeah.
Hours.
Yeah.
And this guy, this Canadian truck driver, Brian Elliott from Canada, is unapologetic. Listen to what he had to say yesterday.
My paperwork said it was 8'6" high. And top of my trailer, 5 feet, that's 13'6". It was, too bad that they had to wait, but accidents happen, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Too bad they had to wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guy Canadian who's given misinformation.
Tell me, it's $4.95 when a tractor trailer jackknifes on $4.95 and people are stuck in traffic for 9 hours, he should be charged?
When you get
an accident for a reason.
When you're stuck in traffic... And then you finally get up to the scene, and the person is not injured. Me personally, I want to get out of the vehicle and I want to go. You have ruined my whole day with your accident. You've screwed. And this guy, he can't even apologize. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. They had to wait for 4 hours to get to work in the city." What? Are you kidding me? Now listen. There's also audio. I tweeted this video yesterday of this accident.
Yeah.
And there's now audio from the woman who was driving right behind him when his load hit the ceiling in the tunnel. And she barely avoided being a part of the accident.
I couldn't believe she didn't hit him. It was amazing.
And here she is describing how she did that.
Everything just went flying. It just happened so fast. I don't know. I guess just, your reaction, instinct. I don't know.
It's a door. I don't know. That's one of the things that hit my car.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her, man.
Hold on a second. Chris is a truck driver. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, he should be charged. Every bridge has a sign. Yellow sign that says how high that bridge is. When it's unmarked, it's 14 feet, 2 inches high. When you're hauling a load like that, you need to know how high your load is. By not knowing how high that load is, he's absolutely negligent and should be held responsible.
A texter says it's not an accident when your load is too tall for the tunnel.
Right.
That's not an accident.
Okay, so you spin out on the Mass Pike and
that's an accident.
This is not the same thing.
Why? You're pretending like he meant to do it on purpose. How do you know that he did that it was on purpose?
When you're doing things like commercial trucking and whatnot, I'm sure we have tons of guys and gals probably too that listen to the show that even though the paperwork said the thing was 8'6", they probably go and double check it for themselves because you can't rely on other people.
Yeah. All right. I say charge them.
Of course.
Put him in the gallows and then ship him back to Canada after he's been scared and tell him he can't drive a truck again in the United States of America. Coming up in just a little bit, we will get to how creepy is it and discuss the message that arrives with the anonymous daily soup delivery. And then coming up at 7, it's the Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubs Edelman. And at 7:20 this morning, as you can imagine, Southie residents are very kind when it comes to discussing the news that Whitey has been buried over there. And we have mass hole news actuality to prove it. And we'll share that at 7:20. Bubs Edelman in about 10 minutes for the Hillman Huddle before the Patriots and the rest of you head off to Smashville for a great Patriots road game weekend. Now, during the break, during the live Subaru of New England read, I did indeed make an error on the price, and a texter is asking if I forgot my cheaters this morning. That is, that's what they call the half glasses thing that the old people.
Yes, I'm the not, ones you buy in the Walgreens.
Yeah, not that old.
Right.
Yeah. I am not old enough. I'm 52. I just turned 52. I don't need cheaters. It wasn't an error of reading. It was just a simple. In my head, I had a different number, whatever.
You've needed bifocals for like 5 years now.
I don't need bifocals.
You need the no-line bifocal. Do you see every time when you look at Twitter, your phone is like directly in your face. And then you got to pull the glasses down. You got to look down under the nose thing.
It's okay because I haven't switched my phone to the giant text messages yet. When you see some old people and they have the giant, they're able, like they get a text message and they have one word per line.
Per screen.
Per screen. Like one of my, I think it's like Ken Martin or somebody, one of my bros, who has it it's like 14 inches each letter in the text. It's like, how old are you? Are you 100?
Doesn't
like,
Monkey have big font too?
Yes. Yeah. Johnny Egan does. Oh, yeah. Johnny Egan uses the big font. And yep. Johnny Egan has the readers or the cheaters or whatever they call them. He does.
I love when people, if they go to send you a screenshot of a conversation they had, or they're like, look at my text messages. And I'm like, dude, how, go get the LASIK. What's going on? They're like, yeah, I'm just putting it off. I can't see nothing.
9 minutes later of scrolling.
Yeah. This is Jordan on the Framingham Ford studio line. What are you calling about, Jordan?
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
Oh, awesome. Hey, just want to say, first off, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you for 11 years, and I'm only 26.
Well,
so, I love you guys.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm just calling in regards to the trucker incident.
Yes.
And LB, I know what LB's saying in regards to it was an accident, but don't we call every car accident an accident? And nobody says they got in a car on purpose, you know?
Yes.
And I live out the end of 146 in Worcester, so these people go through this bridge 24/7. I mean, if a drunk driver were to go in a car knowing that he's drunk and hit somebody, it would be called a car accident, right?
Yes.
But they'd be held accountable.
No, that's a ridiculous point. First of all, DUI isn't a car accident. DUI is an intended decision. So my point is, I'll give it
bingo.
To you. I'll give it to you if the guy knew. You're trying to convince me the guy knew that the tunnel was too small, and he was going to force his trailer in there because,
we've had a ton of truck drivers texting in saying, yeah, actually, you do, if you have your CDL or anything else, you do know that. There are sensors, there are signs, there are warnings. Some of the trucks have specialized GPS. They're saying that this was preventable and this guy was negligent. And that's coming from people that work in the industry, us who are analyzing morons.
So you're pretending like the truck he was driving was a 2018 state-of-the-art technological awesome vehicle. What if it was like a 1978 flatbed?
Responsible for knowing how tall your load is. I know that you skate by at work without having to know anything about like staff meetings and things that are happening, but there are people at their jobs that are held accountable for when they do something negligent.
You're perfect. You're perfect. You've never rear-ended anybody. Hey,
that
if you rear-end somebody, let's send them to jail.
It has nothing to do with it. If I drove into the tunnel with a mattress being held on by a single bungee cord and it flew off, I would be negligent even if I didn't intend to injure anyone.
We are discussing the Canadian truck driver
who
ruined your commute yesterday for hours, and the fact that his load was too tall, and whether or not he should be charged with negligent operation, and also there should be a charge which is called screwing up my commute in the
ruining
morning.
My
that
day.
Should be a, something that you could be charged with. But Danielle is correct. Each of us is responsible for our own load. And if we're not monitoring it, then we're, all right, I want to get to this.
And now
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
I know you think you're some sort of smooth talking ladies man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
I'm giving this one 18 on the scale of 1 to 10. Yes.
Really?
There is a person in the news today who continues to get anonymous soup deliveries to their home, which you might think is a great thing until you are informed of what the message is that comes with the anonymous soup deliveries.
Yes.
Where is this happening?
New York City.
Okay.
Okay. A woman tweeted out a post that someone made on her neighborhood message board online. And the post reads, "Someone keeps delivering soup to my house," with a note that says, "Soup for my perfect little soup boy."
Soup for my perfect little soup boy.
What?
who's sending that out? And what's in that soup? I don't think it. Would you eat it? LB, you'd eat it.
Wow.
You would definitely eat it.
Listen, there's not a soup's like pizza. There's not a bad soup on the planet.
Soup is excellent.
I'm not obviously not a fan of the brothy ones, like beef bouillon or whatever they call it.
Consomme.
Consomme, but I like a creamy tomato soup and dipping your grilled cheese in it or bread.
But,
or.
But that's what you do with the brothy stuff. You make a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, and then you dip it in the beef broth or something. Oh. Yeah. I mean, how about a good corn chowder?
Oh. Yeah.
Like with bacon in it.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
I mean, this is the soup. It's soup season right now.
Yes.
And it really is.
Soup SZN.
Yeah. And so for all of our soup boys, all of our good little soup boys out there, then right now is the time to take advantage of soup season. All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.